I caught something on social media from the city of Kwinana, and it's one of those things where you look at it and you stop for a moment, you read it again, and you think to yourself, gee, this is a really good idea. And just to give you a bit of background, we need to go back to March of this year, and what happened was the city of Kwinana installed drainage nets, which kind of looked like those, I suppose, like those bag-type fishing nets, and they were at two locations in Henley Reserve, and the idea was, let's conduct a trial and see what happens. Now, of course, it doesn't take a Rhodes Scholar to work out the reason why they put them there was to reduce the discharge of rubbish from the drainage system within the city. And in particular, areas where road drainage finds its way into public open spaces and reserves. They were installed in various size drainage pipes. Both nets have been cleaned three times, and there's been a massive amount of rubbish come out. I mentioned we're having a chat to Carol Adams. Carol, of course, is the mayor at the city of Kwinana. Carol, we really appreciate your time.
Oh, good evening, Chris, and good evening to your listeners. Yeah, it's a really great initiative, though we're probably not the first council to use them, but we would say we're probably one of the very first early adapters. I call them the big socks.
Yeah, well,
that's what they look like to me.
Yeah, although they look more like fishnet socks.
Yes. Well, they are heavy, yeah. It is heavy rope, if you look very closely to the pictures.
Oh, okay.
Quite heavy rope.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this. I didn't want to spoil it. I'll let you tell us. How much debris have you collected in these nets so far in terms of weight?
Well, out of the two nets that we've put in our reserves, it's 370 kilos of debris.
Whoa.
That's cumulative because they have been cleaned each of them out three times.
Yep.
So each time there is a storm event, of course, all the pollutants, I suppose, that are caught in the road network or the street drains, they come through and that's where they're caught. It's quite phenomenal. And it's amazing how viral the social media post has gone.
Well, so it should have done, because it's one of the, I mean, let's face it, when councils do stuff that annoy us, we're pretty quick to jump up and down and say, hey, they shouldn't be doing this. So I thought this was definitely one of those stories that we needed to talk about. Apart from anything else, it acts essentially as an ongoing rubbish collector. And whereas, sadly, we can't rely on people not to throw stuff out their car windows and stuff like this. And when I read about Henley Park and the drainage that comes in there, I'm guessing a lot of that rubbish is there because people have hooked it out the window of their cars and similar things.
It has, but as well as that, we've got a lot of trees in our city. We're the city of trees, and so a lot of the rubbish that does come through is actually stuff that you can use for mulch, which is a lot of tree leaves. But yes, there certainly is a lot of throw out rubbish as well, which sadly has found its way into the drainage system and into the road verges, and then it's washed down with the winter rains.
Carol, do you do a separation process? You mentioned you get some green waste in there, and I guess environmentally per se, the green waste isn't a problem, although potentially I guess it could block drains or become a fire hazard. So do you separate out what we can call the man-made rubbish from the natural rubbish so you can create that mulch?
Yeah, we do. Look, the staff can, the bags are lifted with a machine and then it's taken, transported to a sorting facility. Then the waste is allowed to dry, so therefore it's able to, as I understand it, separate the green waste, which is then mulched, and then the other recyclable, non-recyclable materials are separated from that rubbish and disposed of.
Has this been more successful than you originally envisaged?
I think it has been, to the fact that we're now looking at getting, at least another three or four. And it's not very expensive in the scheme of things. I think the two drains that we've utilised has only been under $20,000. People might say, well, that is a lot of money. But in the scheme of things, for the amount of debris that we have collected, and I suppose the social good as an initiative, and if other councils can carry on and follow us, then you've got to look, I suppose, the totality of the good luck, the good news story in relation to looking after your environment.
Yeah, we're talking about the collective benefits here, but I'm also wondering, because you're collecting this rubbish and it's obviously not finding its way into other drain systems, getting stuck in places, is also some savings potentially and over the long term going to benefit councils, and in this particular case, your particular council, the city of Kwinana, because you're not going to have crews cleaning out drains. because all they're going to have to do is clean this net rather than have people have to go up drains to try and dig rubbish out, which is blocking drains, and ratepayers are phoned up and complained about their streets flooding and that kind of stuff?
You're right. We haven't actually done the figures on, I suppose, the human resource side of it, but if it only takes, say, two operators to come and lift up the net, take it away and dispose of it, opposed to teams of people out on the streets picking up the rubbish. You often see them in other councils as well, or on the freeway, people picking up the rubbish, putting in the bags. We certainly hope that that would reduce, as I said, the human resource element of it.
Yeah, also that's something else I meant to ask you about. When you looked at how much this is collecting, do you just simply take, and we'll call them, for want of a better word, let's call them socks if you don't mind. Now we've established, we're talking about the nets that catch the rubbish. We'll call them socks for ease of conversation. Do they just detach and do you put a fresh sock on there and then the crew takes the full one away and empties it and then replaces it? Or is it a take it off, empty it, replace it kind of scenario?
I think the way it works is they actually self-detach. So if you've got, for example, if we've had the big storms that have come through, it's taken all the rubbish down the drain pipe, and then the net actually lifts off itself. So it fills up, lifts off, then the staff come and collect it, and I believe that they then replace it with another one of the catchment nets or socks.
Does it take long to empty them? Is that a major problem? Do you empty them into a machine to separate them, or is that largely done by hand?
Look, to be honest, I don't know that side of it, but I imagine it wouldn't do. It's just a matter of picking up the sock and taking it and leaving the contents to dry. So to be able to mulch it, you have to dry, and of course you have to be able to separate as well.
If we talk about stuff, something that was quite obvious to me in the pictures I saw on your City of Kwinana Facebook page were things like soft drink cans and stuff like that. Mm. Can you send those to either recycling or some other form of, well, let's call it recycling? Is that an easy process to do? Can you separate everything out so they can also go off for recycling as well?
Yeah, well, the City of Kwinana is part of the South. We send our recycling to the SMRC as long as it is cleaned. I think that's the challenge with any recycling. It has to be cleaned and separated, but they'll certainly find its way into a recycling facility for later use.
At the risk of asking a silly question, because I kind of think I know the answer, I'm guessing that the plan is to deploy these at other pipes around the city.
We certainly are. We've put some more funds in our budget and we're probably looking at about 3 or 4 more of them given the success during the trial since March. And as I said, you know, I hope that other local governments, really do take this initiative as well.
What made you experiment with it? I mean, it's a great initiative and it's the kind of thing you think it's not going to be too hard to get local people on side with. They look at that and say, well, this is stopping all this rubbish going down the drain. How come you seem to be the only council at this stage, certainly within the metropolitan area? If there are others, I do apologise in advance, but how come you appear to be the only council to take this idea up and conduct the experiment?
I think it's really about the personnel within council. We've got some really great, dedicated environmental team, and I think what's happened, they've probably got their heads together, have seen the amount of discharge and pollutants that's going into our natural reserves, especially after storm events, and thought, you know, how can we address this? As I said, we weren't the first council to use it. They've probably talked to the other council who's used it and thought, let's try it here, and they've put it through the council budget process, and here we have the outcome. So, yeah, I'd say that's probably how it happened. I can't take credit for it. It has to be the staff on this occasion.
No, well, that's fair enough, and it's a good idea, and it's probably good that they felt sufficient that they could put the idea to council, so at least you're all not so aloof that they'd feel, oh, there's no point in telling the shiny bums about this one because they won't listen to us. You know, it's good that they felt they could tell you.
We had a briefing about it and we had the photos, many of the photos that you've seen on social media. We're going, wow, how simple is that? It just seems such a simple idea, other than, you know, the little bit of construction with it and the silver metal pipes and everything, but it just seems such a simple concept. Why didn't we do this before?
Well, the amazing thing is that some of the best inventions in the world have been really simple. I'll take you back, if you don't mind, to cat's eyes. I mean, what a simple invention, but what a magnificent device they turned out to be.
And life-saving.
Exactly right. Well, congratulations. Good initiative from the City of Kwinana. And Mayor Carol Adams, thank you very much for talking to us.
You're most welcome. Good night.
As I mentioned, Carol Adams is the mayor at the City of Kwinana. What a great idea, just having these wonderful little drainage nets. And they do, they look like socks, more like fishnet socks. And look at all the rubbish they catch. I'd love to know, and I hope sometime somebody actually does take a little bit of a look at this and say, how much are we saving by capturing this rubbish and not having it block drains and causing other problems that we ultimately have to later go back and fix? Be interesting, because often we don't ask those questions. Somebody look at that and say, gee, they're spending all this money on it. But the net result of what they get out of it's got to be great. It's got to be fantastic. So I'd love to see somebody sit down and say, how much is it saving us? Because sometimes you look at stuff like that and the problems it saves you and the man hours, for example, people who don't have to clean drains out and that kind of thing. And then all of a sudden you stop and think, gee, we're actually saving money. This is actually a winner in financial terms, as well as being a winner in environmental terms.